This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. And contrary to what my pal Alec Baldwin said on last week's show, I was not kayaking around the world or whale watching or having dental work done. I was locked in the trunk of his Toyota. He provided food and water, if you consider beef jerky food. Anyhow, on today's show, we'll hear from some of underground hip-hop's rising stars. But first up...
Who are you?
The Antichrist. You got me in a vendetta kind of mood.
There are few people who have the power to creep me out like Christopher Walken. He has perfected the art of the bad guy. Chilling, violent, slightly or more than slightly deranged. But also funny. Somehow conveying an ironic awareness that he's the ultimate creepy postmodern monster. Now he is on Broadway playing a character that is equal parts creepy and funny in the new Martin McDonagh play, A Behanding in Spokane.
Ma! What took you so long? Pick up the phone, Ma! I've been standing here a f***ing hour. A tree. Which tree? No, you didn't tell me. You fell out of a tree. You must have forgotten that.
And it is my great pleasure now to welcome Chris Walken to Studio 360. Hello.
Hi.
So, for those who haven't yet seen this play, describe the character you play called Carmichael.
Well, Carmichael is a man my age who had his hand chopped off by a bunch of mean people nearly half a century ago. And he's been on a quest for his hand since then.
Now, Carmichael is, in addition to being sweet and riveting to watch as you play him, is this scary, mysterious, damaged, darkly funny character. Does he seem similar or like a sibling of other Chris Walken characters or different?
You know, a lot of the people that I play are not only disturbed but not very wholesome. I think that he is disturbed but that he's okay.
And by the end of the play, we don't really know if losing the hand is part of his strangeness because we don't really know for certain how he lost his hand in the end, right? Or do you have your own notion of that?
Well, somebody hacked his hand off, that's for sure.
And could have been him.
Yeah, no, I never thought of that, but you're right. He could be just making everything up.
You first really broke into the public consciousness in a big way in The Deer Hunter in 1978, playing this heartbroken, troubled, ruined Vietnam veteran. Just an amazing performance. I still remember it, and you won the Oscar for that. Before that, though, you had been cast often as in kind of regular guy roles, not these troubled, damaged Chris Walken roles. And I wonder if The Deer Hunter sort of created the template of roles that people wanted you to do.
Sure. But The Deer Hunter was one of the first movies that I did. One I'd done before that was Annie Hall. You know, I played somebody who wanted to drive headlong into traffic. And in The Deer Hunter, of course, I shoot myself. Yeah, and that was early. I hadn't made a lot of movies, so maybe I did get a kind of ball rolling with that. But before that, my real training is as a matter of fact, in musicals. I toured in
You're
musicals.
A song and dance man.
Yeah.
And you started that very young, right? You started taking lessons as a child.
As a kid. When I was a kid in the part of New York that I grew up in, it was very typical for people to send their kids to dancing school. The girls went to ballet class. The boys went to tap class. And it was a very working people a thing to do.
And did you start getting work? Did you start being a professional as a kid?
Sure. I went to one of those schools. I have two brothers. We all did that, and so did hundreds of other kids.
As a dancer, did you or do you have a favorite form?
Well, I studied jazz, you know, and I studied a little bit of ballet, but tap was really what they were teaching. They say tap dancers are basically drummers, you know, that they drum with their feet. And my feet look like it. My feet are all busted up. It's horrible.
Really?
You know, you slam your feet against the floor for years. They get all broken.
The way you, among other things, the way you move on screen and on stage seems so kind of splendidly self-conscious. Is that a vestige from being trained as a young dancer?
Sure. It affects the way you walk. It's a rhythm thing. You know, you become very aware of rhythm.
I first became aware of that, I think, watching the movie True Romance, in which you played this gangster, Vincenzo Cacciatti. And for listeners who don't remember that film, I want to play a little clip of that performance.
Do you know who I am, Mr. Wally?
I give up. Who are you?
The Antichrist. You got me in a vendetta kind of mood. You tell the angels in heaven you never seen evil so singularly personified as you did in the face of the man who killed you.
That is Chris Walken as Cacciatti. Do you feel like you've done so many villains and quasi-villains of various kinds that you kind of have, a particular kit of tools you bring to that?
Well, somebody said to me once that the villains, I play so many villains, they said, when Chris plays villains, you know that he knows that you know that he knows that he knows
yes.
that he's only having fun, that's Chris pretending to be evil.
Watching this play, I was reminded again of this particular cadence to your voice. Is that simply how you have always talked, or is that a function of some kind of training and actorly tweaking?
Where I come from in New York, everybody talks like that.
Is to say Queens.
I come from Queens.
Although they don't do what that you do in this clip I'm about to play, which is you reading the lyrics to the Lady Gaga Poker Face. I want our listeners to hear a bit of this.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas plays. Fold them. Let them hit me. Raise it, baby. Stay with me. I love it. Luck and intuition play the cards with spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's in his heart. Oh! Oh, oh! Oh! Oh, E! Oh! Oh, oh! I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got. Poker face.
That is Christopher Walken performing and transforming Lady Gaga's Poker Face on the BBC's Friday Night with Jonathan Ross.
They handed me this piece of paper and said, would you read this? I had no idea what I was reading.
Well, it made me think of the old phrase of, I'd watch him read the phone book. I would watch you read Lady Gaga lyrics.
Well, maybe I should do more of that.
I think it was a very interesting turn in your career when you started hosting Saturday Night Live, which you've done six or seven times now, and this play. One could imagine it beginning life. It didn't, but it as a Saturday Night Live sketch. I mean, there's a Saturday Night Live...
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It has that feeling. And in fact, Saturday Night on Broadway is a lot like Saturday Night Live. We get a big house, and the feeling is very Elizabethan, or it's a little rowdy.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
That's interesting.
And sometimes
that's interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yes, and sometimes they even talk back. The audience they'll yell something at you, and I love that. I think they should bring oranges and eat them and crack walnuts and stuff like they used to do.
Yeah, well, and they did that like through the 19th century even. I mean, not just Elizabethan.
Sure, sure. The theater used to be a much more audience participatory thing. And in fact, I believe in that a lot. I believe that the audience is always that unmentioned character. It's another character in the play. And it doesn't make sense to ignore them.
I've also heard you're a great cook, and that Julian Schnabel, the painter and director, wants you to do a cooking show.
Well, he and I did a pilot. We went down and
barred
somebody's restaurant in the village, and we cooked, and it's pretty funny.
I
do. I love cooking, and I like to watch the cooking shows, and I learn lines while I'm doing those things. I always have my script in the kitchen, and I stand up, and I say my words out loud while I'm making something.
Boy, then cooking with Christopher Walken would be it would be theater, it would be food, it would.
Sure,
I want to see that series.
Well, Julian and I decided that the cooking show's got three acts. You buy the chicken, you cook the chicken, you eat the chicken. That's basically what it is. It's like a play.
Yes. on this pilot, what did you cook?
We made this thing I call a popcorn shrimp. It's kind of butterflied shrimp, and you put it in a pan, and then you get the heat very high, and then you douse it with some rum and orange juice and stuff and put the lid on very quickly. And we were in this kitchen filming, and the whole thing exploded, and there was almost a,
I was going to say.
Yeah, there was
of course. Chris Walken does a cooking show, and there's violence and
danger. There was an explosion, and you could see all the guys working in the kitchen, you know, the fear on their face. But we got the fire out, and the shrimp was pretty good.
Well, that's good for your second act of your three-act play. Well, I thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It was fun. Thank you.
Christopher Walken is starring in A Behanding in Spokane on Broadway right now. And if you don't believe he can do a great soft shoe, we've got a video at studio360.org.